Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle from the fraud department. Am I speaking to Charles Taylor? Hello.
This is his wife, Jennifer Taylor. I manage our actual bank account.
Gotcha. Could you confirm?
And everything. I'm the one who noticed the charges that were not accurate because it's all online.
All right. I gotcha. Could you confirm a shipping address for me, please?
17340 Raccoon Road. Granby, Granby, Missouri, 64844.
Alrighty, thank you. Let me just take a look at this for you. Okay, so I'm pretty sure I explained to you. I see that on the 9th, it was signed, a contest entered to sign up for a Craftsman device and enrolled him in the Bytel meal planning app to count calories for him, and they would send the prize. So you're stating that he never entered in a contest entry to win this Craftsman?
Correct. He said he's not entered into anything. He said he's not been online to order anything. The last time that we were online was to order a tiller part, and that was over 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He tells me everything he does on the card just for this reason right there.
Gotcha. Well, do you know anybody who would, anybody else have access to the card or maybe do this?
No.
Yeah.
He keeps it in his wallet, so they would have to get in his wallet, and I would be the only one that would get in his wallet.
Okay.
My own card.
I gotcha. Let me just tell you what we do here at Fraud to help out with fraudulent charges. And we would send this account over to be investigated. Basically, they check the IP address, which tells somebody when and where the order was placed and what device was used, so we can help you find out who used the card fraudulently. Would you like to continue?
Yeah, because it's, in my opinion, is a fraudulent act when he's denying everything.
Gotcha. Well, we'll go ahead and send that investigation. They will give you a call if they find anything suspicious that's been going on our behalf. We do credit you. So give me 1 second to do that for you. I sent that over for you, and I also refunded the $59.89 that was billed. And please wait about 3 to 5 business days. It'll show up back onto the card that was billed. And the subscription was canceled by the agent you were speaking to prior. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. I do want to cancel his card. Am I going to be able to cancel his card and that still get billed to him?
You should probably wait a couple days for the refund to go through, just so there's no complications, because after this, we can't refund anything else since we already refunded it. So I would hate for you not to get the refund.
Perfect.
I would wait just a couple days until the refund hits.
Okay. All right. Then I'll just take his card from him and I'll watch the account.
I gotcha.
Nothing against him, but that way I know that it's not being used, which I believe him. He said he hasn't spent anything online. I know it was not him.
Oh, Bernie. Well, is there anything else I can help you out with?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it, and I will reach out to my bank.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.